You play the Fork and Deer. I don't play that one. Would you like to play that? Take that down on there?
You want to play it?
Well, I don't know that, so I just like to hear you. Maybe I could pick it up.
Just play it in B. Some fellow, his name was Bowie, I think he said.
Yeah.
I played with Carpenter there. There's six of them playing.
Oh, six in the contest?
Yeah, there's six in the contest, and they give it to Carpenter. And they let him come home. Back in the old Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
He's been at my dad's a lot of times, that old man Carpenter. I can't remember him. But way years ago.
Were you alive when Carpenter was at your dad's house? Would you have been alive then?
No, I don't know. I don't figure I was born at that time. Uh-huh. But now his boys used to come and stay with me for weeks at a time.
Uh-huh.
One of them was a preacher. He'd come and stay. Yeah. Tom Carpenter and the one named was Jess and Tom and Amos. He had some girls, three or four girls. One of my uncles married one of his girls.
When he played that tune, did anyone else have to play that tune too, or did they all, did they get to play any tune they wanted to, in other words, or?
I don't know how they done that, but it just, they claim he's an awful good fiddler.
Mm-hmm.
But way back then, people didn't play much music. I remember back when I was a boy, they didn't have much to play on. They didn't have nothing around to play on like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
And they wasn't no good musicians then like they are now. They was good back in their time.
Yeah.
But they couldn't play like they do now.
You don't think so?
No.
The fiddler then wasn't as good as the fiddler
I don't
now?
Think they are.
Huh. How come?
I don't know, but I don't believe they are. They some awful good fiddlers. Out there, Big Howdy at for Tennessee, what's his name? Nashville. Big Howdy Foster.
Yeah.
He's the best fiddler ever I hear in there.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's good. And there's lots of them good fiddlers. The fellow plays Bill Monroe was a good fiddler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's lots of good fiddlers around.
You were mentioning a Clark that you liked, a fellow named Clark that played fiddle, you know? Who that might have been?
I don't know.
Kessinger?
Clark Kessinger?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I played with him.
you like to hear him fiddle, do you think?
Yeah, I like his fiddle pretty good. I know one time I lived out here in, and it's over on the inside of Spencer on the ridge there, they call Mount Zion. He's having a day there, and had Clark Kessner was there, and a bunch from Charleston, four or five. Out there one day, and they wrote us a card to come, and that oldest boy of mine and Everett, they went. And they had a fiddling contest. And Everett played the fiddle. He wasn't very good at that time. But Clark Kessner slipped around where I was, and he told me, he said, "Now you're going to have to play." And he said, "Don't you play very good." He said, "Let Everett win that." He said, "He'll win it." I don't know if Clark told me, I didn't have to play. And Harlan had a guitar and Everett the fiddle.
Uh-huh.
And they win it. I forget how much it was, $15 or $20 or so.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of girls there sung some kind of an old song and pick a guitar and they come from there to win it. And they had them to play it over another time, the same pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But they finally give it in to Everett and Harlan.
So Everett fiddles as well as playing banjo and guitar.
Uh-huh.
Everett plays fiddle too, because he's the boy that has the banjo. Your boy that has the banjo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be doing
it. That boy wasn't very old that time. I see, I've been out here 30 years. I come here 30 years ago and bought this farm. And that's been about, I'd say it's been 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So they were pretty young.
Yeah, they wasn't very old at that time, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, Harlan's 50.
Uh-huh.
25? He's about 25 years old, yeah. Harlan was, and Everett's about 2 years younger. They're about 23 and 25.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can play pretty good.
I bet they were proud winning that contest.
There's now Glenn, that Glenn boy there, mine. Fairy, his picture, right there, the person right there.
Uh-huh.
He, I don't know how many contests he has won. That pretty little Indian, do you know Admiral Banjo?
No.
Practice enough to play.
Well, that always sounds fine to us.
Maybe you can learn some of that. You know one they call Salt Creek?
I've heard it, but I'd like to hear it again. I don't hear it.
Just about that high. I learned to pick it, and I ain't picked it none since. Get the name of it.
Good tune. Never have heard that. Well, then I'll let him sing.
That's just it. Thank you.
Yeah, I knew a fella played that.
I never believed in spooks. I ain't afraid of dead people. The ones that live is one hurts you.
Yeah.
The dead, the Bible says the dead knows not anything.
Yeah.
They told Miranda, said they was talking out of church the night. Want to know if people was, when they died, was they dead or was they sleeping? Now you've got the Bible for both of it.
True.
You mean the Bible says two different things about it?
Yeah. You know, when Christ, he raised Lazarus back in the day,
mm-hmm.
they told him that Lazarus was dead, and he said Lazarus was sleeping, didn't he? Tell it in the Bible there. Says, he's sleeping for 4 days. He's sleeping a long time, wasn't he?
A long time.
Was that around the time?
He must have been pretty sleepy, wasn't he? But then the Bible just tells you in there, the dead knoweth not anything.
Yet they say the spirit carries on.
Might. There's a lot of people afraid though, ain't they? There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Afraid, you mean?
One of my nephews is a great old big tall slim boy, mm-hmm. and that's been I expect 40 years ago. I never did forget. I lived over on Elk River at that time, back on the hill on the farm, just about like this. I had a pair of old big Belgian horses, and I had to put them in the barn of the night, and they go off to get the state road. There wasn't no fence down on the state road. I turn them out in the daytime, but put them up at night.
Uh-huh.
And at a graveyard, a cemetery, I come right up against the barn, in behind it. Just down the way down from the house, but at the cemetery and tombstone would come right up to the barn. That boy, he wouldn't go down there in daytime. No, sir. He'd go down there, he'd run back. And one night I told him, I said, he's here just the other day. And I said, you're going to have to put them horses in the barn tonight. And I could tell he didn't want to. He said, well, he got the kind of not a wanting to go, you know. And I said, you don't have time up. I said, just open the barn door, let them both come in the barn and shut the door. Well, there's a garden right down from the house, and there's some wild cherry trees down along the garden, a pretty good size, made of shade along down there. And the path went right close to them trees down through there, you know. It was kind of dark-like. And he was putting it dark when he started, and he went down to the barn, and I heard him turn the horse in the barn, and I took right after him, and I went down out of them there trees, you know, and I stood in there with my back against him, you know, and he couldn't see me. And he shut the barn door, and when he started running, trotting. He wanted to get away from there. He come up, and when he got right in front of me, I just reached out and grabbed him, just squared him my best. He went, whoo, and over he went. He just fell to the ground. I scared him to death. He like never got over that. Might have scared him to death. Yeah, he just fell over. I just scratched him as hard as I could, never spoke, you know.
That's awful.
Well, he just squalled. You don't want to call Arkansas Traveler?
Mm-hmm.
I can't get over. I can't pick a banjo. I ain't got enough fingers. I know it's good enough. But sure. I've done that, I don't know the name of it. Pick one or two. Turn that off, don't want to put no baddings on it.
You say Icy Mountain?
Pick a little on the banjo line.
Well, let me hear you just by yourself so I don't get in the way here.
Thank you.
I haven't heard that much. Was that a pretty common tune in Western
Yeah,
Canada?
I've been, well, I've heard it for a long time.
Huh.
First, I learned that off a record at the Tommy Jackson. Have you heard any of his records?
No.
No, not Tommy Jackson.
Uh-uh.
Been a long time ago.
Last time I was here, you played a religious song called The Uncloudy Day. It was real pretty.
She had done a thing for you.
Thank you.